Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
First up, after watching Coffee Time on YouTube, I want to make sure that you've had your coffee before we start this interview.
You know what? I haven't, and I'm pacing. I'm out to breakfast with a friend, and I'm pacing back and forth outside the cafe because the minute my coffee is delivered, I'm going to swoop in and get it because I haven't drunk any yet.
I was watching last night, and I, you know, seeing you talk about your issues about getting a kettle in America. Are you planning to buy a suitable one while you're here so you can take it back with you?
No, well, you know what? We did find a kettle in America. We did find one, so it's okay. And I don't need a kettle in Australia because everyone makes great coffee, so I don't have to worry about making it myself in the morning.
Yeah. When I talked to you this time last year about Walls, it was about to the album was about to come out, and you said you were really nervous about the response. A year on, what's the reaction been, and what kind of feedback have you been getting?
You know what? I think it's been positive, but I'm not one to read that many reviews. So I know people liked it, and people bought it, and people stole it. So, I mean, that's always a good sign. So I'm happy with it, and we're still playing shows on it. So I guess that means it was a job well done, I guess. Basically, my mum liked it, so that's all that matters.
So that, yeah, that counts.
Yeah, it's the biggest factor.
You spend so much of your time in the US. Does that change your perception of home at all?
Well, I actually live over there now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I miss home so badly. And, like, you know, when I'm back in Australia, this morning I walked out of my hotel and I, you know, just breathed in the air and I was like, oh, my God, I miss this place. You know, Australia really, really is home. And I know that I will get back here very soon. Well, not very soon, but at some point. It just, you know, it means so much to me and I really do appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I think I, oh, my God, it looks amazing. Sorry, I just had to get my coffee.
Okay, yeah.
I think it changes my, it changes my perspective on home and that it makes me really love it more and appreciate it. Mm-hmm. So much. It's such a beautiful country. We are so spoiled.
What do you miss the most about Australia?
Well, I mean, I guess it's my family and friends, mm-hmm. but it's also, I miss, it's just a beautiful place. I miss the environment. I miss the beach. Mm-hmm. I miss the skies. We have very high skies. And that's something I noticed. I always get here and I walk around just looking up thinking, oh my God, this sky is so high, it's beautiful.
I love that you think it's a different height.
It is. I actually think it has something to do about, there is a scientific kind of thing, I can't even speak right now, but I think there is something to do with, there is different sky levels, I'm sure of it.
Okay.
Now, maybe edit that out, I'm going to sound like a fool. I've had two sips of coffee, come on.
We'll just do some research and we'll find out if it's true or not, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Do you run up and down the aisles of supermarkets all over the US looking for native Australian products?
No, I've kind of got them sussed out, like I know the places to go and where to find them.
Yeah.
But mainly when I get home to Australia, I wander around supermarkets here looking at things and wishing I was eating all the things that were in supermarkets here.
Because, you know, my girlfriend is American, and so it's kind of, she's lived here 5 years, and it's the opposite. Like, she still goes to supermarkets and expects that American products will be there, and then gets angry at me when they're not.
Where is she from?
She's from Oklahoma.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place.
You guys seem to be always touring. Would you say that you prefer to play live to recording albums, given that you've only done two albums, but you've got, you know, you're always on the road?
I really like recording. Yeah. I really do. But I like touring too. I'd like to tour a bit less, but that's kind of what it's expected of me to say that after a year of touring, and then I make a record and then I get ready to tour again. So, I mean, after these dates in Australia, we only have a few more dates in, like a handful of dates in Canada, and then we're done on the record. So
Yeah.
I like doing both things.
Spending so much on time on the road, what are your road trip survival tips?
Jog. You go to the gym at the hotel.
Yeah.
Eat well. Make your own coffee. Stay in contact with your friends and family. That's pretty much it.
You toured Australia last year for the first time in a long time, and now you're back less than 12 months later. Last time we talked, you mentioned you weren't even sure if anyone in Australia cared. Did the last tour allay your fears, and did you get hooked on touring Australia again?
I always love touring Australia. It's awesome. And I guess it did allay my fears somewhat, but that doesn't mean I'm not nervous about people coming to these shows. Mm-hmm. I'm just a paranoid person, so... It's going to be normal for me to be paranoid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to spend more time here playing, but the thing is, it's just not that big.
What can we expect from this show compared to your last round of shows?
I don't know. It's going to be good. We're going to play some different songs, and we've been out on the road for 6 weeks in the States, so we've got a nice kind of set. I think it'll be fun. It'll be fun because it's at the end of the record cycle, and Damon and I just want to have some fun, and you know, it's a lot less stressful for us right now, and it's going to be a good time.
What are the pros and cons of being a two-piece?
There's only pros.
Okay.
It's just a good thing. That's it.
You don't ever wish that you had a tiebreaker or anything like that?
No. We have tiebreakers when we need them. We can call on them, but it's just it's much better. We get on really well, Damon, and musically it's just a good fit.
I follow you guys on Instagram, and I love it when you post those quirky pictures from the road, like the one of the alien close encounter mural and you with a fiberglass dinosaur. What's the quirkiest place you visited while on the road?
See, people often tell me that we're quirky, and it's nothing intentional. Like a gas recently or petrol recently, and the place had alpacas and no llamas, and I don't know, it was weird. I don't think the guy actually even sold much gas. I don't know what he did, but... There's some weird places, trust me.
Have you ever been to the largest praying hands in the world in Tulsa, Oklahoma?
No, but I've been to Tulsa. I like it a lot. Yeah. I really do like Oklahoma. It reminds me of Australia, the weather.
Yeah, so you have to go to there and the center of the universe in Tulsa, like the praying hands, and they've got, you know, they've decided they're the center of the universe, so they've got this space in Tulsa that's called the center of the universe.
All right, I will. Honestly, I will. I'll check it out.
It's hilarious. Playing at the Corner Hotel on Friday.
Yep.
And I believe tickets are still available.
Yes.
Yes, cool. Thanks a lot, Kate, for joining us.
Thank you. See ya.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.